Welcome to Help a Girl Out. It's Rach. I'm back with my main girl, Katie. We're going to be talking some shit today. Do I sound cool or what?
Super cool.
Yeah, I try really hard to be cool. It's a hard life, I'm not going to lie. Katie, how are you doing? How is life? What's been shaking bacon? I know you were making bacon earlier.
Yeah, you could hear the sizzling on the voice messages I sent you.
The little crackle.
I go through like phases of like only eating the same food. So I'll only make like the same thing every single day. Lately, it's been bacon. And that's like the only thing I make.
Okay, I am missing American bacon so much.
What kind of bacon? Are you like a thick cut girl?
No, I freaking hate thick cut. And when I studied abroad in Sydney, I used to eat egg and bacon rolls all the time. And it was the first time that I actually really, really, really liked egg like that. I didn't start eating egg until a few years ago, really. Yeah, I was a late bloomer.
How do you like your egg?
I much prefer like sunny side up or fried over scrambled. I like scrambled. I'll eat scrambled. But I would much rather have it like that. I love a little bit of runny. I love when it soaks into the bread.
I like so when good. It does that in a burger.
Yeah, in a burger. Oh, a brunch burger. Don't even get me started on Applebee's. But I love bacon. And I have it here sometimes, but here it's like Canadian bacon. It's really thick and like fatty. And a lot of times it's not very well cooked here. And so then, because one time my darling Nicholas, who doesn't like bacon, that's one of the only foods he doesn't like, he told me that it was like eating skin, and ever since then it's grossed me out. So thanks, Nicholas, for
what is painting. Like what part is bacon coming from,
Katie? I can't talk about that, okay? It's gonna disturb me.
Fair enough.
I don't mind the bacon here, but I much prefer like crispy applewood bacon, you know?
Yeah. And I've been like cooking it in the oven, I've been frying it on the stove. Like I'm switching my methods up to try and see like what's the best. I'm switching brands, I'm switching the cut of it. I don't make very good thick cut bacon, so if someone could give me tips on that. I've been staying away from it because it did not turn out well.
Okay, yeah, I think you need some bacon tips. Have you been making bacon sandwiches? Oh, yummy.
No, just bacon.
Just bacon. She's bacon. Well, do you want to know what's been bacon for me, Katie?
I do.
Well, what's been bacon for me is getting called a freaking Karen. That's what's been bacon for me.
Why did you get called a Karen?
Okay, so let me just preface this.
You got called a Karen.
Yeah, okay. So I hope that anyone who knows me would recognize the fact that I try pretty hard not to be a Karen, okay? I try and be considerate. I try and be understanding. I try and advocate for people. I try and support people. I really don't think of myself as a Karen.
I feel like it takes a lot for someone our age to be called a Karen because we're not like the Karen age group.
I know, right? Okay, let me just really quick look up the definition of Karen.
Okay. Yeah, please do.
All right. Karen is a term used in the United States and other English-speaking countries for a woman perceived as entitled or demanding beyond the scope of what is appropriate or necessary. A common stereotype is that of a white woman who uses her privilege to demand her own way at the expense of others. Okay. So does that sound like me?
To a T. Okay. No, I'm kidding. Not at all. Very far from
right.
It.
Okay. So, and Karen is obviously associated now with, you know, some racist tirades and not wearing a mask and all this stuff. And I truthfully don't like the term because one of my good friends, her mom's name is Karen. And I just don't like it. Like, I don't want to call people Karen. It's just not me.
I personally love it. I love it so much. And I can't think of a name that would fit it better. Like, that type of woman is totally a Karen. Tell me a name that would sound better. It wouldn't.
Katie.
Yeah, you're being such a Katie.
No, I agree, and I don't mind it, but I just like don't I just feel like it's unfortunate for someone I know who is not a Karen, but her name is Karen. I feel like it's unfortunate. And obviously there's way bigger problems in the world than your name being Karen. I admit that. But I still am just kind of like, yeah, okay, whatever. So anyway, so I think that I'm not a Karen, okay? I try pretty hard to not be a Karen and to be a good person. And of course, there is room for improvement. I think everyone has room for improvement in this department, but I think I try to make up for my mistakes and I try to understand people and, do what I can do. And I especially feel strongly about supporting people with disabilities and supporting people who don't look like everybody else because of my background with my younger brother who has severe autism. So I know what it's like to have people like judging you or judging your family or being like, why are they so weird or why do they do that? And like, so I try and stick up for people when I can. Like, I will tell you if you're using the R word, I will tell you and I will call you out. Like,
Same.
that does not
Nope.
fly for me.
Nope.
And so anyway, this really has to be a whole nother episode of the background to this story, but I'll just keep it under control for now. Basically, well, you'll hear more about this when we go into our Las Vegas tales. But last year, we went to a show in Las Vegas. We saw an amazing aerialist. And we all just love him, okay? And by all, I mean Katie, Nick, and my mother. So just the core four. And we love him. His name is Alan Jones Silva. He is amazing.
Isn't it Alan Silva Jones?
No, Katie, you always say it wrong. It's Alan Jones Silva.
No way, I swear it's Silva
I'm
Jones.
Googling it right now. And just hold
Have I
on.
really been saying it wrong for this entire time?
Yes.
Oh wait,
You
oh.
always say Alan Silva
Because
Jones.
I thought it was.
It's okay. I always say Sway Lee wrong,
Yeah,
but I'm getting better
you
at
just said it
it.
right.
So I see I got it. It's from all my partying with him. I kind of know how to say his name
She
now.
used to always say Swale.
Yeah, I was struggling in that department. But Alan Jones Silva is super talented and he's an awesome human being. And I really admire him. He's been through quite a lot of challenges in his life, and he's been made fun of a lot. He's been bullied for his size. And I think it's quite sad. And I want to support him, okay? And I think his story is inspiring. I love him. You guys have all probably seen this because I put him on our story.
He literally like explodes with talent. Like, I don't even know how to describe it because I went in there with like no expectations for the show that we went to see. And he literally just like soared through the air, just captivating the entire audience. Like, he's 100% the star of the show. Like, you can't like keep your eyes off of him.
Yeah, like it was insane. Like he is swinging from the ceiling, flipping around. He's almost falling into your lap. He's just, it's unreal. And so at the time, Nick and my mom were so shocked that they kind of had like a reaction where they were just so shocked that afterward they thought it was really funny because they had been looking at each other being like, "What just happened?" Like that was so amazing that it was just like the highlight of our trip. And then we were like, that was so cool. We couldn't stop talking about it. We couldn't stop laughing about the whole show in general because it was a very, we didn't tell my mom what the show was. So it was a bit inappropriate and a bit sexual. And so that kind of really caught her off guard. So it was funny to talk about it and, and be like, oh, wasn't that funny that we took you to that show and you had no idea? It was basically like taking your mom to see strippers. It was, but classy strippers.
Artistic.
Artistic, yes. And really kind of open up the senses. So we had an amazing time. We were laughing, we were clapping, we were in shock, we were in awe. Like Alan's performance was unreal. And so finding out that he was going on America's Got Talent, I was like, whoop, whoop. I'm so there. I'm like proud. I can't even talk. I'm so excited. Proudly supporting him. We love him. Okay. And so if you're wondering why I keep posting this man on our story, just deal with it. If you don't like it, get out of here, Karen. Okay. Get out.
We're just because huge fans. We can't help ourselves. He comes first.
And so if you watch a video of him, you'll know what I mean. He's very, very talented. So anyway, I feel like he's been through a lot of challenges in his life. And I think that he should do whatever he wants. And I think that anybody should do whatever they want. I think that there's such a thing in today's society.
I don't think that murderers should do whatever they want.
Okay, excuse me. I'm sorry. It was a statement. I'm going to just say it was facetious, but I can't really remember what that word means other than that my dad says it all the time. Now I'm going to get my friendly Google out again. Okay, treating serious issues with deliberately inappropriate humor, flippant. Okay, that's not quite right. Anyway, okay, no, let me rephrase because Miss Katie over here is being a Karen and shutting me down.
To get the wrong idea to think that we support them doing whatever they want and if what they're trying to do is bad and killing.
Yep. Okay. I agree. Okay. So I do not support rapists. I do not support racists. I do not support murderers. I do not support.
That's good.
Burglars. So they should do whatever they want. Okay. Everybody else, if you're minding your own business and following your passion, I think you should do with what you want as long as it's legal and within reason. So really what I mean is that people seem to want to tell everybody how they should live their lives. Like, you shouldn't post that video. You shouldn't adopt the dog. You shouldn't get a puppy. You shouldn't do this. You shouldn't have a party. You shouldn't sing a song. You shouldn't ride a bike. Like, everybody is telling everybody what the heck they should do instead of letting people live their lives. And so this is what happened, basically. Yeah, I said this was going to be a short story. It's a long story, but it's very near and dear to my heart. So I don't get mad. Okay, well, Katie would say that I get mad often because I send ranting voice messages, but then I get over things quite quickly. But there's a lot of things that upset me on the internet where I have to like bite my tongue because I just feel like people are being deliberately mean and cruel to other people, and I just cannot handle it. But anyway, Alan had posted a video. Very nice video. He was talking about something important regarding his performance. And he oftentimes takes up close videos, you know, behind the scenes videos where he's talking. And some lady commented and was like, Alan, you're talented, but stop with these videos. It's like you're looking for pity. Stop filming yourself up close. Like, people don't like that. Like, stop. Like, she was telling him what to do. And my heart just broke in half. Because I was like, how this guy is working so hard and he's been through so much in his life and you're going to sit here and try and tell him what video he should and should not film? Like, if you don't like it, move on. Like, I don't understand why people think that they can just provide their input on things. Like, if you don't like the video, keep scrolling. You don't have to comment. Like, you know, no. And so I couldn't help myself. I got really mad. I started defending him. I sent Katie some voice messages being like, how dare they tell him what to do? I don't want him to cry looking at that. Like, I felt so sad. So then, of course, I couldn't hold back and I had to comment. And I basically used the classic Minnesota passive aggression where I was like, I don't know why people would try and tell you what to do. I love you. We love you. We support you. Keep doing your videos. We love your background videos. They give us insight. Keep it up. Like, so yeah. And then she fired back at me and was all like, and basically she called me a Karen. She said, okay, Karen. She said, I get paid by him. I don't even know. I thought that was a bit weird. I was like, okay. And
what is that something mean?
I don't know. And something about taking advantage of him. You're not scoring very high. Do you know how to work Instagram, honey? And I was like, actually, I do Instagram for a job. It's fine. And I can show somebody how I can have you because she was like, you replied to me and not to Alan. And I'm like, actually, Alan can see this, FYI. And also, yeah, I know. And then she was like, you need help, honey, working Instagram. And I was like, whoa. So then, typical, then I was like, you know what? I'm not going to give you the satisfaction. I'm going to now delete everything. So now it just looks like you were talking to yourself. So anyway, so yeah, so I got called a Karen for defending him. And all I said was like, you should be able to post what you want without people telling you what to post. Like, and if somebody is going to give you advice, they can give you advice privately. Like, if you really did ask somebody for advice, they can do that in a private forum. They don't need to just be commenting, I don't like that you're posting this. Like, it's his channel, it's his platform. He's sharing something that's obviously very meaningful to him.
Also, he sent like a really nice message thanking you for saying something.
Yeah, and I was like, I'm sorry, but I just but I think that thing, that stuff bothers me in general. Like, people trying to tell people what they can and cannot do when it doesn't affect them, you know? And so anyway, I don't wish her any harm. I don't wish anything bad on her. I hope that she's happy. I hope that she's healthy. Thanks for calling me a Karen. I was just trying to defend somebody who has been through a lot and who deserves respect and also deserves courtesy to do what they want to do on social media, like post, like and obviously there's, I think you should definitely call people out if they're posting something bad or if they're posting something racist or, you know, they're posting something endangering someone's life or, you know, like, or they're posting something that's bullying, 100%. But telling people what they should and should not post when it's completely like innocent and healthy and related to them, I think that's really dangerous. And I think that happens a way too much in today's society. And I think, you know, it's like if somebody posts a picture of a puppy and they're like, this is my new puppy. And then people comment, like, how dare you do that? You should have adopted. Like you don't know the background of the story. You don't know. So don't judge. Like you just do not know. And people are just so quick to make assumptions now. And so even though she called me a Karen, I'm not going to make assumptions about her. I'm not going to make assumptions about why she called me a Karen. Obviously, I triggered something in her. Whatever happened, happened. But I just feel like people are so negative now. And it's like, you don't know why someone's doing that. It's the same thing, you know, like someone post like, and I feel even people get mad about people having 4 children. Like, what's it to you? Like, leave people alone. If they want to have 4 kids, let them have 4 kids.
I really
Yes.
hope that social media kind of takes like a turn for like where you it censors out like anything negative. So like if you were to comment anything mean or anything hurtful or just like unnecessary, irrelevant, it wouldn't let it go through. And vice versa. And also just like with content in general, like as soon as you're gonna post something, if it is like not okay, it wouldn't even be allowed to be posted in the first place so that we wouldn't have like, you know, hate speech and things like that going around. And I know that like some people feel like that's a breach of liberty, but I think it's like, why would anyone want like those awful things on the internet? I don't know.
Make sure you also listen to the end of our episode because we have a special trailer from our friends Alex and Christy at Weird Distractions Podcast. They have an awesome podcast. They talk about some pretty creepy, horrific tales. But if you're into true crime, you're into scary things that give Rachel nightmares at night, make sure you listen. It's one of those things that it terrifies me, but I can't look away or stop listening anyway. And then I wonder why I psych myself out at nighttime. But it's fine. It is casual. Please listen to the end so you can hear their trailer and then go check them out. I guess I just feel strongly about it because I know people who have been depressed or who, you know, have had really bad mental health struggles because of things that have been posted online. And that's why even something that, you know, that comment wasn't super mean or anything, but it was just like, to me, it was unnecessary. To me, it was bringing someone down when they were trying to share a story.
To lift
and it was
up.
just like, yeah. And it was just like, if you really feel that strongly about something, send a private message. Say, you know, it's not for you to comment on like what he's deciding to post. He's not posting anything bad. Like, just let it happen.
Okay, something I feel really strongly about. I saw this post the other day, and I've seen these like every once in a while, and I've never given it much thought, but this time it really, really bothered me. So it was like this picture of this mother tiger, and it was like she lost her entire litter and was super depressed. So to help her, they wrapped these little baby piglets in her cloth, and now she thinks that those are her babies. And I'm going, and every, you know, everyone thinks it's super cute, right? And I'm going, what in the actual fuck? Like, those poor piglets, where's the piglets say in this? Okay, so they don't get to be with their pig mom, and they're wrapped in tiger cloth, and they're gonna grow up confused, thinking they're a tiger, and they're being raised by a predator. Like, what? Why are people finding this adorable? I find it so messed up. Like, am I wrong in this?
I don't know. I feel like I need to digest it because I'm like just trying to wrap my head around the mental image.
I just find it so wrong. So we're gonna steal the mother pig's piglets away from her to help this tiger.
Okay, I feel like it would be better if the piglets had been abandoned and they were like on the same property, and they found a grieving mother and piglets without a and babies without a mom and paired them together.
Yep.
Like, you've seen that happen with other animal pairings before.
Mm-hmm.
But to actually steal them away from their mom.
I don't know that they stole them from the pig mom, but it just seems too coincidental. And also, I don't even care if they need, you know, a foster mom type thing, but do we have to wrap them in tiger cloth? Like, isn't that itself confusing? Isn't that even just like overheating these little piglets? Like, I just find this so odd. And what if the tiger decided, like, oh, actually, you know what? I'm just going to eat them. Why did we put them in that situation? It's abnormal.
Straight out of Tiger King. That's what this is.
Yeah. So I know that that's a little, you know, different topic, but that really bothers me when I see things like that online, and I can't just assume that they were stealing them. But I'm also like, when does that happen naturally, where those two animals were on the same property? And I'm against like tigers being owned, even just in like zoos and stuff. I think that zoos are bad.
Do you feel like it's funny that we're talking about this after we just opened with like 5 minutes of bacon?
Interesting. I wonder if that's why it was on my brain.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it could be. But I think you make a good point, though, Katie, is that like people are just crazy on the internet now. Like, you can find anything, you can see everything, and it's very easy for bad things to be spread across the internet in general. And that's why, like, I find it so scary, because you can have like death threats, you can have people sending such nasty things, you can have, you know, animals being hurt, you can have people being hurt. Like, it's just crazy. It's just off the chain.
I don't even like really get how the internet works, to be completely honest, because it seems so crazy.
Yeah, and I think it's weird to think like, okay, 40 years ago, they like didn't know what an internet was. Like, it just wasn't a thing. And now it's like, we're on it 24/7.
I mean,
it's just so surreal.
We can get any information we need within seconds. And in like other countries, you have to like log in, and like the government knows everything that you're searching and everything that you're doing. So the fact that we still have that like type of freedom, I think, like, I wonder if that will change in our lifetime, but it seems so crazy to me. Like, how much is out there, and then how much is out there that we don't even know how to access.
Oh yeah. It's crazy, and it's weird to think like, okay, we've come this far. What's it going to be like in 5 years? What's it going to be like in 10 years? Hopefully we'll have a cure for coronavirus by then. My God. But it is really kind of crazy to think about. And even like today, I saw posts on, take your masks off. It's a hoax and like all the stuff. And I'm just like, oh my God, what is going on in the world? Like I just don't even know.
I actually like don't mind masks whatsoever. And I liked your po it was funny because I actually made this point to people at work like earlier in the week. But I saw you say it on our story about like having food stuck in your teeth, and I'm like, yep, food stuck in your teeth. If you have like coffee breath, if you've got acne, if you don't feel like wearing makeup, if you just aren't a big fan of your own face. I mean, for me, aside from it fogging up my glasses, I have no issues with it. Like, it's really insignificant to my day. And I like just the cheap disposable ones and express
Yeah.
masks.
Yes. Drop that in there. Express masks. We love you. If you want cotton, reusable masks, Australian made, check them out. They're honestly, though, this is the comfiest mask that I've had, and I've had a lot. And this one is
Impressive.
actually really comfy, and I wear, and it feels like it fits my face more, like my face is less exposed, which nobody needs to see this face at this moment. So I'm like, yeah, let's cover this shit up. Let's keep it on lock. But I agree, Katie, all the food in
Maybe
your teeth.
it's just like beautiful people that have an issue with it because I think everyone else is like, oh, we get to hide our faces? Sweet.
Yeah, 100%, because I had a bit earlier this year, like a few months ago, I was having this thing where my lips were like tingling and then they were like swelling up. And if you've seen a photo of me, I already have kind of large lips naturally. Like they're quite plump.
Yeah, you have
And
great ones.
so when they swell up, it gets like kind of next level because it looks like the Kylie Jenner shot cup challenge from a few years ago. Like they just really big, and I don't know what's happening. I'm pretty sure that I had an allergic reaction to a lip gloss that Nick had gotten me for my birthday, which is first world problem. Very sad because this is like the lip gloss of the century. Anyone who
Was
knows
it
me
because
knows that I love lip gloss.
she like puts lipstick on or lip gloss on like religiously, like before bed, before doing anything? It's like the craziest thing I've ever seen. But was it, what kind of lip gloss was it?
So it was like it was called Champagne, and it's like this gold shimmery lip gloss with kind of like an orange hue. So I feel like it fit my skin tone really well, and it was so like I was gonna wear it at my wedding. Like this lip gloss, stunning. I will show you guys what it is, and you guys can try it out. And I don't know if it was that lip gloss because I wore it for 2 months and didn't have any issues. And all of a sudden one day I had issues. And then I tried it a few more times and my lips kept swelling up. It's swelling. What am I? Super casual. Swelling up. But it would last for like a few days. And then it would get really dry. I also had this weird thing on the side of my mouth that was like, it was like I had a cut. I don't know. Anyway, it was a hot mess. I put lip gloss on before my face mask sometimes, and then I'm like, oh darn it. Now I've just got all this lip gloss all up in here. But I like it because, yes, the whole food in your teeth. I like it to cover up my lips when they're swelling. And I like it because when I go on a walk and listen to music, I get a little into the groove and I might kind of smile at the song, or I might be kind of like jamming to the song and kind of singing along. And nobody can see me doing that because I'm covered.
So, do you think, like, if you were on a deserted island, you could only have five things, is lip gloss on your like list of things you need?
Oh my God, 100%. I would say lip gloss, probably like number one. Drinking water, Kit Kats, fried rice. Should I include my fiance?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. My fiance can come as well. That's five.
Mine would be Vaseline,
Oh God.
ibuprofen, my pillow, a book of like Sudoku to do.
I love
Isn't it
that.
so fun? So do I have to say a pen or is that included with that?
Okay, you can bring a pen. That's fine.
Okay. Man, maybe like a jar of peanut butter. I feel like I could make that last for a while.
Ooh, okay, I like that. Well, maybe, Katie, because everybody's being so crazy in this world and they're being rude on social media and they're judging people, maybe you and I can just go live on our own private island by ourselves and bring those 10 items and call it a day.
I'm really, really okay with that.
I think that would be fabulous. Well, I think to conclude, I would just like to throw it out there in case she's listening, in case the Karen caller is checking up on me. I have no ill feelings. I apologize that I obviously offended you in some way. I'm not going to apologize for sticking up for Alan because love him and he deserves to do what he wants to do. There was obviously some sort of misunderstanding. For what it's worth, I'll be the bigger person and I'll apologize. I won't be a Karen. I will apologize for whatever happened, but I will not apologize for sticking up for somebody who I think deserves to be supported. And I will also just throw it out there that, again, I think that people should lay off on the judgment breaks and let people, if they're not harming people, they're not hurting people, let them do their lives. If they're going to share something on socials, let them share something. You know, if they're gonna, people need to be able to make those decisions for themselves. And in comments, like, I just think about the value of what you're saying before you put it out there. Is it lifting somebody up? Is it making somebody feel good? Is it really necessary? If it's not, don't say it. Because the amount of people who have sadly lost someone because of what seems like maybe not that serious or like not outright bullying, but it actually is, like, it's so beyond devastating. And the thought of people being in that situation, reading comments like that, like, I was so taken aback. I had tears in my eyes. Like, not because I was actually gonna cry, but I was just like, oh my God, like, somebody thinks I'm a Karen. I was so shocked that I almost like was crying just out of like, what just happened? Like, I'm not a, like, I was like, what is going on? So think before, especially in this world, think before you say things, think about the value. If you have had something going on social media, or you have any tips for navigating social media or navigating this crazy thing called life in 2020, please help a girl out and let us know what you think about bacon, social media, acrobats.
And what you would bring on your deserted island.
Yes, 100%. And also, please help Katie out and let her know if pigs should be. What's going on with the pigs and the tiger mom? Because I think she's really concerned and she might go out and start like dancing in the street with a sign. So I just want to kind of clear that one up. She's going to wear a tiger printed outfit. I can just see it now. Which, by the way, I will end on one note. Carole Baskin is going on Dancing with the Stars and her first song is going to be Eye of the Tiger. Like, what? What is going on in this world? Are you going to watch that, Katie?
No.
Okay. Well, I'm going to be on it next season, so you better watch it
I
then.
will watch that 100%.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you to everyone for listening to another episode of Help a Girl Out. All of your love and support and all of your nice comments on social media mean the world to us. So we will see you next time. And remember to keep it casual and be a nice human.
Find that you need a distraction from everyday life?
Do you like true crime, conspiracy theories, paranormal stories, and other weird, dark tales?
Well, tune in and turn up Weird Distractions Podcast, where we, your hosts, Christy
and Alex,
bring you a weird distraction to help you get through the work week.
Every Sunday morning, you can find our show on Apple Podcasts, Anchor, Spotify, Good Pods, and more.
So grab a snack, get comfy,
and make sure to lock those doors. Need a distraction? We got you.